Can changes on Gettysburg's campus impact the global plastic pollution problem? Gettysburg College has made significant strides in their efforts to be sustainable and limit plastic usage, but there's more that can be achieved. It'll take the consistent dedication of students and faculty to make progress. My name is Spencer Myler, a student in the Environmental Journalism course here at Gettysburg. Did you know that the equivalent to nearly 40 football fields can be filled with the amount of plastic bottles created by Coca-Cola each day? Plastic pollution has become a growing problem in our surrounding environment. Wildlife and humans have had to deal with detrimental effects from our poor management of plastics and our decision to use them.
Simple decisions that people make on a daily basis can affect the amount of plastic that is used on campus. For example, I know at Gettysburg, Dasani water bottles are part of our meal plan at Bullitt, but there's a refillable water station right outside in the hall.
In my story, I will talk about the negative impacts that plastics have on the environment and ecosystems and get into what we can do at Gettysburg to make contributions to this global issue.
Did you know that 12% of microplastics come out of the laundry system from polyester? The reason this matters is because if we simply put a filter on all washing systems, we will eliminate 12% of all microplastics on our planet.
To hear more mind-boggling facts about plastics, the effects they can have, and the impacts we as students can make, check out my story on the Environmental Journalism blog site.